And then he arose and he went to the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young man, stay here, and my son and I will go over there, and we will worship, and we will come again to you. And Abraham took the wood, and he laid it on the back of his son. And then he took in his hand the fire, and he took the knife. And so they both went together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? And Abraham said, God himself will provide the offering. And now I'm going to ask Nathan and Matthew and other sons to come and take the wood and give it to the people like bulletins. Each one gets one. Each one can have a piece of wood. There's enough. So Bill can help. Mike, you want to help? You just take a bundle, okay? And I know we don't always do this, but just Mark, you may never do this again. Just get some wood and quietly take it to the people. We're going to sing around hymn 223. Yeah. Beneath thine own almighty wings. We'll do it as a round, starting to my right.
All praise to thee, my God, this night.
Praise God. Over here now, praise God.
From whom all blessings flow.
Keep humming. Just keep going and humming. Go to Lou or La, but watch the boys take the wood.
Not with wood, hold your hand. We have a few. Go softly. Back row. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to tell a story. I want everyone to know that you are in the story. And that's why the word. Maybe we could just practice a little bit, and Tom can help us get a little rhythm on the drum that goes about this fast. And you can tap your sticks against each other's stick or against the back of the... But don't hit anybody on that. Just keep it. No faster. Not so fast. Slower. That's it. Abraham isn't walking that fast. All right. Real soft. Real soft. All right, that's what we're going to do. Exactly it. We don't need a lot of noise. We just have to keep up with Abraham. Next week, Dr. Roland Bateson will be here, and he taught me this story in a new way. Once upon a time, are we together? Well, we can get variations in there. Abraham had trouble sometimes going up Moriah. Tom, let's hear you on the beat for the... That's it, we'll get here. Okay, there's Abraham, and you're Isaac. Once upon a time, Abraham heard God say, Abraham, take your son up Moriah. That means you can do it louder. And this means very soft, real soft. And that's the way it was in that land. Martin Luther said in that land, it was the custom that every year one of the sons should be sacrificed for the whole tribe. And this year, the lot fell on Abraham. And God said, I'll even use that and see how my son Abraham loves his boy. I don't suppose that he told Sarah anything about it, because I don't think she would have let him go. And Isaac said to Abraham, his father, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said to his son, I know we've got the wood, and I know we've got the fire, and God will give us the offering. And then he said to Isaac, you are the offering. That was a terrible thing. Abraham thought that was a terrible thing. Abraham didn't like what his tribe was doing. Abraham didn't like that the lot fell on Abraham. And when Abraham lifted his knife to put it into his son, God said, I don't like it either, Abraham. No. No, no, Abraham. No more boys. No more sons. Now, land. Land. And for many years, it was land. I imagine that Abraham, if it took him 3 days to get up the mountain, came down in 45 minutes. Martin Luther said, can you imagine if Abraham had come down without his son, he would have had to face Sarah. But coming down with his son, he he had to face the whole tribe. And if you read on a little, it says, and he moved on to Beersheba. And then it was lambs and lambs, good lambs, new lambs, perfect lambs, unblemished lambs, Passover lambs, no more boys, lambs. One day John the Baptist said, there goes a lamb, and his name was Jesus. And Jesus went up a hill with his father. And finally, Jesus said, my Father, I commend into your hand my spirit. And then one day, because that's so very true, a man carved into a very large piece of wood, just saying, the blood of Christ shed for you. And then one day, a man made a song, and the song goes like this.
Have mercy on us, Jesus, bearer of our sins. Have mercy on us, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. Give us your peace, everyone in Jesus. And the God have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world.
Thank you tonight that we don't have to go chopping wood to make sacrifices of those whom we love or those lambs or pets that we have. That we don't have to give you our favorite dog, our favorite child, or some expensive lamb, but that we come as we are. Because your son, our brother Jesus, has been up Moriah and up all the hills in his Calvary. We thank you tonight that in this little, tiny, imaginative way, we could relive that story and the fulfillment of it, that we have peace through your son and by your Holy Spirit. And can pray unashamedly, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's really true. Once upon a time, fathers cut wood to make God glad. And now we cut wood, and God makes us glad. We've got our wood. You can leave it in your pew. You might want to take it back to Minnesota. I don't know. You could make a pile of wood at the door there, and then what we can do this weekend, we can use it to make fire in our fellowship, our koinonia, our conversation room. And we can have a family picnic. We can sing. We don't have to cry when that fire burns. We can be so glad. I would just like to give that piece of wood a name before you go. When Sarah heard that her son was going to be born, she stood behind the door and said, "Ha ha, ha ha." And she called her son Ha Ha. Isaac means, "You must be kidding." And maybe that would be a vernacular way of looking into this gracious Heavenly Father's gift to us and say, "My Lord, you must be kidding." Ha. So we have some ha ha wood. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm connecting two parts of the world tonight. The Superdome in New Orleans, where 25,000 sang the song that you're hearing, and where 25,000 were godparents to Joshua, which in Greek is Jesus, which means Jesus. And these are his shoes. I bought them there, but I did not give it to him there. I thought that I would take him to Holden so that they would know that there was a Joshua on a journey, on a long wet walk. And I came here and I found there are lots of babies in this village on a long wet walk. And so are we all. Because when you're baptized, you're never dry. And when God's Yah is on you, it never quits. There's a story that Jim told us last night, and it's still true. If you look closely in the village tonight at midnight, wherever you are, you'll find that there's something that you can see. And if you watch Marina very closely, you'll see it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. She wanted to applaud. The gospel is out there. It's not bears tonight in the village. It's John 3:16. Love, love, love. That's what it's all about. It's out there. We'll sing it. If you have trouble, listen to the children. Love, 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 that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. It's about love, love, love. I have three very dulcimer kind of stories. homemade. Homemade, made up, but true. Story number one. I went shopping for Joshua in New Orleans. And the man said, what size do you want? I said, he's a baby. He said, well, how old? And I said, I want him for when he's 10 or 5. He said, how big are his feet? I said, I'm shopping for a baby, and he'll wear them later. He said, what size? I said, just show me some shoes. So he showed me the men's shoes and the boy's shoes. And it was a delight to hunt shoes for a boy who's on the way, on a journey. And these are the shoes of Joshua. Joshua, the one who walked over the Jordan, the one who walked because Moses couldn't walk. And Moses watched from a mountain, and Joshua walked into the promised land, and on the stones and through the water, and he sloshed along. And Joshua was the one who took them into a land in which they had to be saved. And to be saved, to holler help when God's Yah is on you, that's what baptism is about. And we are all the Joshuas on our way, on a wet walk, truly wet, with a Yah wrapped around us. And that's a love story. The second love story. To get ready for $25,000, I had to draw on my resources. I remembered Carol Hinderly and Holden Village and this place, and Ephesians. And I looked through the book that Carol had written, and I looked through my notes, and I let my unconscious meet my conscious, and I wrote story number two. There once was a place known for grace. It was not that there was more grace there, but the people had the peace of grace there. A new kind of people were created in this town. They did not talk about life from birth to death, but they talked about life as being from grace to peace. People did not grow old, but they grew in peace, and they knew where it came from. In this town, birthdays weren't necessarily held each year, but when two or more were very clear about the grace of God, they had coffee under the tree. And when 20 or more were very sure, it was a kind of party. And when 50 were sure, the town shut down, or did it open up? And when 100 agreed about the grace of God, there was a week-long festival. There was plenty, always plenty of grace to give them their peace. And what held them together was this grace that was in their town, in their village. The name of their town is Irene, which means grace. It is in the center of where they live, and it was given to them. That is a love story. You can hum along. You probably want to. They said that if I wanted to write something about Ephesians, I should read what theologians had to say. So I did, and I read that a theologian came right up against the word en Christo, in Christ. So I reflected on it, and I do again tonight. Once there was a people who were baffled by a very important idea. It was called en Christo, in Christ. They were educated, but they were not always so wise. They knew that it meant in Christ, but they did not have the idea inside them. And so they watched children to find an answer, perhaps. They saw children get into trees, into barrels, into big tires, into sand, into boxes, and into water. And so the people moved into everything of Christ with the imagination of their children's into-ness. And whatever Christ had was their own. They got into his birth as though Mary was their own mother. They got into his life as though they were in the boat and unafraid. They got into the hillside as though they had all that bread and fish. They got into the water as though the Holy Spirit was over them, and into Christ's grave as though the resurrection was theirs. And sometimes they covered themselves with special garments to get into Christ as their children taught them to do. They were surprised by the large amount of room they found in Christ. And the more they got into it, the more the space increased. En Christo is something they are into. It is both at their center and their circumference. That is a love story, and we can sing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The text for tonight, lest I forget it, is in Romans 7. Romans 9, verse 7. And this is the reading. Remember. Then there's a colon, and it tells you what to remember. It just goes on and on. And that's it. That's what it says. It goes back to Isaac and Rebecca, and it just goes on, and Moses, and just goes on and on. It just says, remember. And that is the text. And somewhere in here, it gets to us. And so I'm going to ask the babies to come up here and the little children to come up here. And if a baby needs a mother or father to help the baby, just come with a baby. This is a remembering time. So come to the altar. Play that some more. Is that it shapes. That child wants the altar. So we have a great word called Shape Me Inside Community, which is really what a baptism word is. It's a shaping community, and we are to do what baptism is about. We'll hear it through once.
I feel my spirit calling, Lord. Water is falling, Spirit is calling, keep coming, Lord, to me.
We do the second stanza.
I feel the water bursting, I feel my spirit thirsting, Lord.
This is a prelude. That's for people to come in. If you don't have a rainbow on your wrist, hold up your hand. Oh my. Well, we kind of thought you'd all be coming in, and rainbows are at the doors. Maybe you'll get one when you leave. We need a handful of rainbows over here. That's right. Todd and Lisa, right? You want to get over there, right near the edge? Sit over there now. That would be a help. And the mothers who are wincing. If you have blue, would you hold it up? That's nice. Just kind of take a hold of your shirt, sir, and kind of give it a jerk. That's it. That's nice. If you've got green, would you get it up a little? That's it. Wow. Your dress, ma'am. Yes, that's it. Looked like it was elastic. It snapped. What's next? Yellow. Where's the yellow? Oh, he stands. Yellow seems to be braver. Must be something about yellow. Oh, wow, yellow. And let's see the orange. Oh, yes, orange. Wave it a little. Wave the orange a little. That's nice. Oh, I see the wristbands, yeah. And how about a little red? Oh, a lot of red. Goodness, all the red. You who just came in, orange is in, too. That's it. Wow. Orange all over Texas. And we got a little purple. Where's the purple? The clothing. Purple clothing. Oh, yes. Would you stand, please, sir? That's it. All the purple. Wow. Purple. Yes. All right. We have the colors of the rainbows tonight. When Lois and I met with the children in Narnia, and we seemed to have spent much of our day in Narnia, it was really a pleasure. And we were there with Dave and with Patty and Carol, who have helped us a whole lot. And we got all the colors out, and I saw this lamb in the dining hall, and I thought it belonged in our vespers tonight. It's the only thing that I did was original. Everything else seems to have come from the children. We have, I see that baby Jesus here has a rainbow halo, kind of. Well, it's more like a scarf all around his chin. Mary has something. Joseph seems not to have one. I found a piece of one over here. And that may be, is that Joseph's? Or would you help him? Thank you. You can do that right now. Oh, yes. That's nice. Mary's fell. I see these rainbows are being tied into a knot. I don't know if that means anything to you. I don't suppose we can find anything in Scripture about that. But you might think about what it means when a promise has a knot. I'm getting answers. I was just raising questions in imagination. And it's quick, isn't it? Yes, the imagination is quicker than a word. Yes, it is. Tonight has to do with Jesus. When we children met today, we said that tonight was going to be like 20 minutes of praying. And sometimes when we pray, we go out and we invite people in.
That is, we think of them in our prayer. And tonight, we're going to do that a little later. And sometimes in prayer, stories come to us. And we're going to have stories tonight. And sometimes our prayer is singing, and we're going to sing tonight. And sometimes in prayer, we see things, and we are going to see things tonight. We have brought, sometimes when we're home, we can think of the flowers that Omar takes care of at Holden, and tonight we thought we'd bring them into the village center. And I would have liked to bring a little of the grass that Al Swihart keeps going out there, and others, but this represents those who take care of the flowers, because we care tonight about all colors that have to do with everything, including flowers and including rainbows and everything that is light. This is a very special night. It has to do with Jesus. And whenever we hear Jesus' story, whenever we hear the story of Jesus, it really tells us many things, but one thing it always tells us, and that is that God keeps his promise that he loves us. And tonight is really a love story, and we're all in it. And the story begins with a lamb song. And Todd is going to play a very gentle instrument called a harpsichord. It has a few notes that don't work. It's a limping harpsichord, but not very. It's almost as perfect as the lamb was. And this is the first time, I think, that Todd will have played. So this is very special, too, that he will have played in our village center for us. And that is really an unusual thing to do. The first times are very special times. And Marilee is going to sing when Todd plays, and Marilee's mother is going to sing. I thought that Marilee could help her mother sing, and then Lisa will sing, and she'll help her mother sing, so that we'll have two daughters and two mothers. And would you go to the harpsichord, or right over here? And we're going to hear Todd play a very beautiful melody through once, and then we're going to hear a song about Jesus, the Lamb. That song had to do with Jesus. The Paschal Lamb means he would die. The Victor Lamb means he would wear a crown. The first one means he would die. The second one means he would wear a crown. Those are some of the many pictures that we have in the Bible. We don't ever understand them completely, but we keep looking at them. What is a rainbow? Are they real? Can you grab one? Can you get a hold of one? Have you ever seen just a part of a rainbow? Are they round? If you get high enough and look down, is a rainbow a complete circle? Could a rainbow start and then disappear in a cloud and continue? Could you have a fourth of a rainbow and then later on have an eighth of a rainbow and never see the other half? Is that possible? What would it be like if you stood in the middle of a rainbow? Or what if you were wrapped in one? Like me? Are you wrapped in a rainbow? If a rainbow means that God promises you he loves you, does that go all the way around you? Is it mostly on your head, or is it around your waist that he loves you? Does he love your feet? What part of your body does God not like? Does he like all of it? Is it possible that we have rainbows all around us? Does God love us that much that it's just as though you're wrapped in a rainbow? Tonight, sometime, I'm going to take this robe, and I'm going to put it around someone who's probably never, ever been wrapped in a rainbow like this. How many of you have never worn anything like this? My goodness, I'll be here all night wrapping people. This is most unusual. Well, this is not an ordinary night. And I'd like for the children who will sing this marvelous brand new song called Rainbows Come After Showers, which Lois wrote for tonight. I'd like to have you come up here and stand for this beautiful song. Rainbow is disappearing. Oh, it's getting so soft. But the rainbow is not done. Now the rainbow is going to put on a rainbow crown. And now it's going to be even a brighter rainbow. Can there be so many rainbows at once? Now I'd like to hear that rainbow song sound just as beautiful and just as strong and just as great and big as God's love is for you. So let's hear the strong rainbow.
Rainbows come.
It's nice. And out there are some rainbow people, some very special people to whom you can go, and you bring them here and they'll hear the story with you. So find someone and bring the person here for the rainbow story, okay? Everybody can listen. This is a story for everyone. Kathy, you made this rainbow for me. Why don't you stand with me for this story too, okay? Fine. Well, we should not get in the way. Maybe we can get down here. Lois wrote a very beautiful story. It is in the Bible, but she did not write that one. But she looked at that one, and she wrote this one.
The scripture reading for tonight is from Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8, the Narnia version. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was an old man whose name was Noah.
Noah.
Now Noah was a man who was kind and good. He loved his Lord and his neighbor as he should. One day he got the surprise of his life. Noah and his sons and his daughters and his wife.
Noah,
said God,
tell you what I'll do. I'll make a big flood, but I'll save you.
But I'll save you.
Noah, my friend, start building up an ark and gather in some animals from zebra to aardvark. I'll tell you just exactly how it's to be done, and you better get right at it, because this won't be any fun.
So Noah and his boys got out hammer, wood, and saw. They worked each day from dawn to dusk to build without a flaw the biggest boat the world had seen, a houseboat that would float.
A houseboat that would float.
And then they loaded it with food for cow and sheep and goat. And while they worked along each day, the neighbors stood and laughed. Hey, Noah, you are crazy, man.
Hey, Noah, you are crazy, man.
Hey, man, you going daft?
Hey, man, you going daft?
For Noah built his great big boat upon a mountaintop. But even though they laughed and jeered, Noah wouldn't stop. He loaded up the animals until he thought his boat surely couldn't hold one more. He wondered, would it float?
He wondered, would it float?
He wondered, would it float?
Then after a while, the sky got gray. God made the rain come down.
God made the rain come down.
God made the rain come down.
The laughing neighbors stopped and cried, oh no, we're going to drown.
Oh no, we're going to drown.
Oh no, we're going to drown.
For every day it rained and rained, and then it rained some more. But in the ark, all safe and dry behind the fast closed door, the family prayed and sang of praise and talked about the kids they'd raise. Finally, after 30 days, those great gray clouds turned into haze.
Turned into haze.
The wind blew all the mist away. The sun came out. They cried, hooray!
Hooray!
And over there, quite far away, the rain still fell through one more day. Noah and his sons and wives looked out and saw, to their surprise, half a circle, bright and clear, with colors to their eyes. Then God, he spoke another time to Noah's family there.
My bow I set into the sky to show you that I care.
To show you that I care.
Remember, when you look and see a rainbow in the sky, the colors in the flowers and the birds all flying high, that God is round about you and he never lets you down. He knows of everything you need. He's given you a crown.
He's given you a crown. He's given me a crown. He's given us a crown. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if those crowns, oh, they're already on other people. How did that happen? And now we sing once more. Everyone can sing along. Rainbows come after shower. Rainbows come in the color of flowers. Blue and green, golden be seen. In a rainbow, rainbows bring us a message. Rainbows tell us that we have a blessing. Colors our eyes can share, colors always there. In a rainbow, in a rainbow, in a rainbow. This is a most unusual night. All this marvelous painting in the middle of that flower where Elijah hid under a bush, under a rainbow. Nicole put that marvelous red in the center. This is an unusual night. We can get a little closer to each other. And if you want to, your arm can be a rainbow around each other. That works. You don't have to, but you could just, oh, you're doing it. It's not mandatory. Someone get her. There, you got her. All right. Let us pray. Jesus, you are why we know about God's love. Jesus, when we read your story, we know more and more about love. Jesus, we're glad that you kept God's promise. And maybe you were in the bush when Abraham was on the hill. And maybe you were in Israel when the fathers brought sheep so their sons would live. And maybe, Jesus, it was you who walked ahead and behind of the people and kept God's promise when Israel fled. And Jesus, maybe it was your voice who called Jonah out of the water and you kept your promise. Jesus, tonight you keep your promise through those who were with us when we were children and to those children who are behind us and sometimes by faith ahead of us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We have a love song in this loving night, and the love song is over here, and you can stay seated, and we'll stand on number 6. Now, I'm not sure you all know it. Why don't you just kind of hang in there? The children can help us. If you think you know it, you can hum along. Lois wrote this song.
Let's let the children sing it once, and then everybody can sing.
Lois wrote this one long ago. It's not going to replace any of the great hymns of the church. It's way ahead of them.
How about if the children stand up?
Children stand up and their friends can stand with them.
Love, love, love. Joy, joy, joy. That's what's all about. Father, mother, father, sister, brother, everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about peace, peace, peace.
Now everyone points to him or herself.
Me, me, me. That's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. That's what it's all about. It's about me, me, me. It's about me, me.
Now point you,
you, you, you. That's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. 'Cause that's what it's all about. It's about you, you, you. It's about you, you, you. Everyone stand. Christ, Christ, that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. 'Cause that's what it's all about. It's about Christ, Christ, Christ. It's about Christ, Christ, Christ.
That's right. Yes. And tonight a new rubric in the church. Just stay standing. And every time I do this, you can do this too. And make a rainbow over each other. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Rainbows. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good night.